Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Pam achas nechnasu lenamal ad shecha. One time these four rabbis were traveling on a boat, and they didn't get to port until it was after nightfall on Shabbos. Amru lo l'Rabban Gamliel. So they asked Rabban Gamliel, Ma'anu Lered, are we allowed to disembark? Amar Lahen Mutarin Atem. He said, yes, you may. Shekvar Hayisi Mistakel, because I was watching. V'hayinu B'soch HaTchum Ad Shelo Chashecha. And we were inside the Shabbos boundaries before night fell. Bart Nuro. L'namal, they came to the port. Mokom Shasvinos Chonchos Kishiyotzos Min Hayam Al Svaso. So this is the port, the docks, where the boats rest when they come in from the sea. Ma'anu Leired, are we allowed to disembark? Min Hasfina, from the boat. Utoch Ha'ir, into the city. Klum banu michutz l'tchum mishachashicha. Did we get inside the tchum before nightfall? V'haynamo, lav mukaf machitzos hava. And this port wasn't enclosed with walls. Dihava mukaf machitzos. Ha'kama raman gam liol la'el. Binasnuha bedir o besahar. We already know Rabban Gamliel's opinion from the previous Mishnah that if you're in an enclosed area when Shabbos starts, or if you're placed there after Shabbos starts, that you can walk the entirety of it. Shekvar Hayisi Mistakel, I was watching. Bishvoferes Shel Kana Chalul Shehaisa Mitukenes Limidas Tzvias Alpayim Amah. He had a telescope which was fixed to a distance of 2,000 amos. So by looking through it, he was able to tell when they were inside the tchum. And then there's some math that explains how he's able to fix a telescope at a certain angle, a certain height, to cut off at the 2,000 amos point. And you'll have to look in other Mefarshim to understand how that works. Mishnah Gimel. Misha Yatsa Bereshus, someone who went out with permission, va'omru lo, and they said to him, Kfar Nasa Maisa, the deed is already done. So if he went out, for example, to save someone who was in danger, and after he left he found out that person was already saved, Yesh lo alpayim amalachor ruach, such a person may walk 2,000 amos in every direction. Im hayi betoch ha-tchum, and if he's within the tchum by doing so, ki'il lo yatsa, then it's like he never left. Because anyone who goes out of the tchum in order to save someone is allowed to return to his place. So he has a much larger area, 2,000 amos, and if that overlaps his tchum, then he can then walk all the way back home. Bart Nuro. Mi shiyatze bereshus, someone who went out with permission. Kagon la'edus ha'chodesh, for example, to testify that he saw the moon to Beis Din. O la'hatzil min ha'nachrim o min ha'nahar, or to save someone who's in danger from idolaters or is drowning in a river. And he's told, Kfar na'isa ma'iseh, he's told the deed is already done. Ve'ein chatzarech leilech, and you don't have to go. Yeshlo alpayim ama l'chol ruach, he has 2,000 amos in every direction. Mimakom shenemarlo, from the place where he's told this. And if he gets back into his tchum, it's like he never left. Ki yulo yatsa. Hachika amar. This is what it means to say. Im hayu osan alpayim ama hanesunos lo lechol ruach mimakom shenemar lo nechnasos lo toch alpayim shel tchum beiso. If those 2,000 amos that he gains from the place where he's told that his services aren't necessary bring him within the 2,000 of his home tchum, ki yulo yatsa mitchum odami, then it's like he never left his own boundary. Then he can just walk home, and it's like he never left. Because anyone who goes out to save can return to his place. This is what it means to say. We find a similar leniency in the case of people who go out to save from non-Jews. And from collapse. Because they went out with permission, they can return home with their tools, with their equipment. They don't have to leave their equipment behind. Similarly, they were lenient for one who went out with permission, to be like one who never left at all. So a lot of these stringencies were imposed, with certain exceptions, and this is one of them. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow. We will continue this chapter with the Mishnayos Daled and Hey.